Hello and good afternoon to you. Today we are talking with Casey Hsu from the American Red Cross, and she has worked with the School of Communication students here at ECU. How are you doing today?
I'm great.
Could you tell us a little bit about your organization?
Well, the American Red Cross is a very old organization that was started here in the United States back with Clara Barton during the Civil War, and the purpose of the Red Cross initially, and it still is today, is to make life better for people. Initially, Clara Barton was concerned with the families of wounded soldiers in the Civil War, and today we help citizens all over the globe. I specifically work for the Blood Services Division of the Red Cross, and our mission is to provide blood products to the patients who need it throughout the United States. We provide over 50% of all the nation's blood supply at this time.
Wow, that's great. Could you tell us a little bit about the project that you did with the School of Communication students in the past?
Well, basically, when I approached the School of Communication students, my needs were very specific. I wanted to know how to best target college-age students on ECU's campus to educate them and encourage them to try donating blood, most of them for the first time. It was a challenging age group, and I decided that working with a class of students, they would know how the campus thought more than I would. So I asked them to put together a media packet for me that included some print materials, some PSAs, and then some giveaway type items that maybe would appeal to the students at ECU.
All right. How does the work that they did for your organization relate to your agency's mission statement?
Well, basically, as I mentioned, we want to help patients in the community by providing them with the blood products that they need. And the local hospital here in Greenville uses more blood products than any other hospital in the region that we serve. So obviously, you know, it's important for this Pitt County local community to support its hospitals. And ECU is a huge part, a huge percentage of the blood that we collect. And I only wanted to increase that percentage, as well as making the ECU students aware of how important it is to be a blood donor. It's almost a civic responsibility, because everyone assumes that if they ever need blood, it'll be there for them, but they don't always think about, well, who did it, who gave the blood so that it was there for me. So our mission is to educate and promote good behavior, good actions, good civic responsibility. So by getting on campus and educating the college-age students on how important blood donation is, hopefully they'll be a donor for life. And that's where the students helped me appeal to the college-age students in a way that got them in the door for the first time. And from there, it's our job to make sure that we give them a good experience so that they'll come back and donate again in the future.
Right. Were your goals accomplished? Did the students help you accomplish these goals for what you wanted?
Absolutely. The students came up with some ideas that I would have never thought of in a million years. The print materials that they came up with were much brighter and more specific to what a college-age student maybe would be attracted to or, you know, take the time to read versus some of the publications that the Red Cross puts out that tend to lend themselves more toward the middle-aged adult. Right. Target audience. So it gave us some more lively print materials. They came up with a great t-shirt design that was a huge hit on campus. We're still using that design on t-shirts for our college-age students. So absolutely, they helped me meet my goals.
Great. What challenges were faced, and if there were any, were they resolved, and how so?
Time is a challenge on both ends for the college students that are trying to juggle class, part-time jobs. And then on my end, the nature of my job is I am out in the field more than I'm in the office. So one of the biggest challenges that I encountered with the students I worked with was just communication. You know, they would email me. That was their preferred choice as far as a way to get up with me. And I'm not in front of my computer every day, so it may be 3 or 4 days before I ever even get their email. And, you know, they were concerned that I wasn't, that I was intentionally not responding. In reality, it was just a difference in timing. I wasn't in the office when they needed me to be. But once we figured out that we had an issue there, I just simply encouraged them to just try my cell phone, or we tried to pre-schedule more meetings more frequently so that they didn't panic if they had a deadline to meet and they couldn't get me. So we overcame those obstacles, but really it was just a matter of time and me not being, you know, accessible all the time. That's just the nature of my job. But once that was explained, we were able to work through that.
Right. Would you be interested in working with the School of Communication students again?
Absolutely. I've had two different wonderful experiences, two different classes. One example, as I mentioned earlier, but it's my favorite example, is the t-shirt design that the students came up with. As most people around here know, Petey the Pirate is kind of the mascot for ECU, and they came up with a shirt that basically had Petey with a blood bag attached to his arm giving blood. And that was a valuable experience for the students because not only did they have to come up with the logo, but they had to go through all the red tape, getting permission to use PD, trademark, and all that sort of thing. But I had not just students, but faculty on campus that would see that t-shirt, and they would come up to me and they'd say, I haven't given blood in 10 years, but I want that shirt. Where can I go? And that was just, you know, in-your-face proof that what the students did made a huge difference.
Right. That's wonderful. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just think that the School of Communication students, and I work with a lot of nonprofits in town that have also worked with these students, and we have nothing but positive things to say. They're bright, they're creative, and they give us a spin on things that, because we're so focused in on our jobs and what we do, we don't always think outside the box. And the students were great at doing that, and it kind of freshened us up and gave us a little more lively perspective on how to change what we do to impact more people or different audiences.
Right. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today, Casey. This is Megan Burrow with ECU School of Communication. Have a pirate day.